Hey there, Renegade. So as we wrap up 2022, I love this time of the year just to reflect on everything that's happened in the year before and just kind of look at and evaluate, you know, how things have played out. And what I'm finding from a lot of those on the ascending timeline, the awakening timeline, this evolution of consciousness journey that we are all on here is that 2022 proved to be a very challenging year for many. It's not even necessarily about what's happening in the crazy shit show we call the Matrix. This is like an individual level of challenges, right? Beyond what's going on in the 3D world. And so I really wanted to do this episode because I think it's so important that we also honor the seasons of life that could be a little bit more challenging and not just think that all of our life is going to be a highlight reel where we're having wins and celebrating life every single day. Well, we are celebrating life, but you know what I mean. Not everything that we do in every season that we live in is going to be a highlight. So I think it's really important as we live authentic lives to also acknowledge and honor the seasons where it might not look on the external as if it's a win, knowing that all of life is really a win. And so if you want to chat a little bit more about that, then join me inside the show. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, Renegades. Hey there, welcome back, Renegades. So I know it's been a hot minute since I've been on, so I definitely wanted to come back with a few episodes before we wrap up 2022. So thank you for bearing with me while I've been on somewhat of a hiatus from Renegade Revolution Radio. However, I won't say I've been on a break or a vacation or chilling beachside somewhere. That would be nice, but that is not the case right now. And as I am going through a season right now, I thought I would share that with you because I think it's important to talk about this because I don't think it's something that we talk about very often. I mean, I do think there's a movement that's happening where many people are addressing that life has different seasons, if you will, and people are becoming a little bit more vocal about talking about it. However, it hasn't been the case that people talk about a season where perhaps they're contracting instead of expanding. You know what I mean? Like, I think the best way for me to describe this and the best way that this has come up for me lately is as I was sitting outside my house. So I live in Houston or close to Houston. And so for us, the seasons, we don't get four seasons like other places, right? We get, you know, maybe two, maybe two seasons, maybe three if we're lucky. But there is a time where the trees will lose their leaves, right? And so for us, a lot of times that happens in December. We don't get it in, you know, August or September like many places up north do. Here in the South, we get it, you know, in December where the leaves have no choice but to fall. And so as I was sitting down outside, or actually I think this time I was walking around, yeah, because I could hear the leaves, you know, rustle under my feet. But anyway, as I was walking on the crisp fall leaves, I was listening to the sounds that they were making, and I was just thinking, wow, they're really dead. That's really just what came to my mind. And I think for me, not I think, I know what came for me as a download during that time was like everything has its season, right? Like every aspect of life, every being, everything that is energy itself has its seasons, right? It has its ebbs and its flows. It has its highs and its lows, you know? Everything is in perpetual motion. And for me, that was a very gentle reminder to be graceful with myself, have grace with myself, you know, have ease and a gentleness with myself for the season that I'm currently going through. And so when I share with you that I haven't been on Renegade Revolution Radio, I'm sharing with you that it's not chilling on the beach. That's not what's going on right now for me. For me, what happened is I have a business that has taken a lot of my energy, right? And it called for a lot of my energy. And I know that I owed this business a lot of my energy because that business required that of me during that time, you know? And so in the past, what I would have done during something like this, where if I had something that was really calling my attention, is that I would have sacrificed any and everything to ensure that I gave that thing my attention and also continue to give this thing my attention, you know? And corporate Sarah, that looked like if I had a career move that I was trying to make and some important project or some important account came and fell into my lap, and I knew that it was going to help me, you know, propel or keep climbing that corporate ladder, I would have taken that project or that account, even if I knew that it was a lot, it was overwhelming, I already had a lot more going on. Or even if I knew that, you know, during that time, maybe my health wasn't in the best place, or even if I knew that I was in the middle of, you know, getting married and moving into a new home, you know. And so for me, I have always made it a goal that whatever career I'm doing or whatever work I do for this world, right, I've always given it 178%. I don't know why that random number, but that's what comes to mind, you know. And so, and I would give that without honoring my body, without honoring my mental health, without honoring the season that I'm in, you know, not really considering like, okay, wait a minute, if I've just gotten married and moved into a home, perhaps my season right now is homemaking. Perhaps my season is tending to my family and to my house, you know, and to my spouse. And maybe it's not my season of really going hard at, you know, my career, right? And in the past, I think I was unconscious when it came to those types of life decisions. I think I was just going with the flow and allowing the external world to really dictate my agenda and my priorities and what I was focused on. And I didn't really take the time and the space to imagine or create what I wanted my life to look like, you know, what I wanted my priorities to look like, what I wanted to focus my time and attention and energy on. You know what I mean? So recently when I was walking around outside during my walk and I was walking on these leaves and I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself like, oh my goodness, I just, you know, I want to get out these episodes of Renegade Revolution Radio. I have this Creatrix Collective that I'm starting up that I really want to launch because I want those of us that are in this Creatrix energy to really have, you know, a place that we can come together and just share what we're going through and share our, you know, our concerns, our dreams, our aspirations, our struggles, just any and everything, just a community of those of us that are really embracing this awakening and this evolution of consciousness that's happening to us. I just wanted us to have a sacred container where, you know, we can share all of that. And I know it's coming. And so please know that if you're waiting for it, you know, please know it is coming. And at the same time, as I was walking in the woods that day, you know, the energy and the nature and God and, you know, universe, everything was telling me like, Sarah, everything has its time. Like you're forcing again, you know, you're beginning to force again. And we've already trained you not to do that, right? And it's always funny because when your highest aspects talk to you, you know, or, you know, you get these divine downloads, whatever you want to call, like, you know, that intuition, that internal compass, that beautiful, gentle inner voice. If you don't have that, if you still have the negative self-talk inside, please, like, know that part of our evolution of consciousness is really loving that aspect that's talking in a critical or demeaning or negative voice, you know, inside, because that's not really us. That's really the programming of the matrix. And so once you shed that, the voices that talk to you, it could be one, it could be many. And this is not entities or channeling beings that aren't you. This is you, right? It's your highest aspect. And sometimes it can just be one, and sometimes it can be more than one. And so when my highest aspects talk to me, it's always, it's very nurturing, you know, and it's very comforting and it's very gentle. And it just reminds me to come back home to myself, you know? And so as I'm sitting there, my mind was starting to get the best of me, you know, gently my highest aspect came into place and was like, no, hold on, we're not going down that road, you know? And it let the mind know, nope, shut it down, you know, shut that looping and that programming down, because that's not the truth. And it reminded me, like, oh yeah, the truth is there are seasons. And just as the leaves fall from the trees don't cry over the falling leaves. You know, that's not what happens, because the tree is confident and is assured that as soon as the next season comes around, those leaves will come back again, right? They will grow new leaves. The leaves that are falling and dying, those leaves, it was time for them to go. And so the tree knows that these are the seasons, and the tree isn't worried. The tree isn't stressed. The tree doesn't decide to die itself because the leaves are falling, right? And I know this is just a really, you know, this is just a very rudimentary example, but it was very profound, the meaning that it had for me, because I think in this world where lots of people want to talk about, what is it called? Like home life balance. What is it called? It's called life. I don't even know what it is because I've never had it. But what is it called? It's called, like, oh yeah, work-life balance, you know, in the world right now that we live in. And there's just so many people want to talk about work-life balance, especially when you're a woman. You know, if you're a woman and you're a professional woman, everywhere you go, people are like, how do you balance work and life? And, you know, it always makes me chuckle a little bit, because balance wouldn't be the word that I would use for it. I would use more of like a dance or a harmony, you know? I would say that that's more like it, because when you think of a dance and you're thinking about, like, if you were to dance, you know, you're going to shift your weight from one leg to another. If you were putting equal weight on both feet, you would not be dancing or moving at all, you know? But when you're moving, you've got to start shifting your weight, and you've got to move, and you've got to flow, right? And so there's not a balance as in you're not going to put equal balance on both feet, but you're going to shift the weight predominantly on one foot, then predominantly on the other foot, right? And so that's a dance. It's a harmony. It's a flow. It's a movement. And that's what happens in life, period. You know, no matter how old you are, no matter what phase of life you're in, that is life. Life is a harmony. It's a dance. It's a movement. It's a flow. It's, you know, it's an energetic, you know, it's not a stagnant. It can be, you know, people can choose a stagnant, but for the most part, even if you choose stagnant, you're going to be forced to do one thing or another, you know? And to me, that's why I don't like to choose like stagnation. Stillness is different from stagnation, you know, like complacency, a lack of movement, you know, laziness, you know? But if we think about stillness, stillness is different, because to me, that stagnation and that complacency and that just trying to not move, right? It's a reaction. It's usually from being scared to make a movement one way or another. And stillness to me is more intentional. It's like you intentionally are choosing stillness. And so each one of those has a different purpose and a different intention behind it, but I digress. So my point is, I don't really believe in the work-life balance. I believe that there's a harmony, and that there's times where you're in a season where it's work mode, you're in a project mode, your mission matters more than anything, right? And we all, I mean, if we're lucky, we will all experience that. And it's actually a really awesome place to be in, right? And there might be a different season where your mission is, it's still important, it still matters to you, but it's not your top priority. You know, you're more leaning into, like, let's say your home life. And that could be if you have, you know, if you have children, it could be if you've just had a child and perhaps you're in those years where the child is very young. And so you're in that motherhood stage, you know, like people, you know, in the society that we live in right now, it's like the single woman is like on a pedestal and then the pregnant woman is on a pedestal. But then once the pregnant woman gives birth and now is in the motherhood stage, which is so important, you know, there's kind of a lack of emphasis on that stage. There's a lack of celebration of that stage. There's a lack of appreciation for that stage. And that's a season. You know what I mean? Like, I see a lot of times, especially when I used to talk about business and motivation, I would always get work from home moms or stay at home moms that maybe have a side hustle. And they would reach out to me and they're like, well, you know, motherhood is my number one right now. And I'm kind of embarrassed about that. Or I feel like I'm not doing anything. And it would always make me so sad because that's the biggest work that you could do on this planet. You know, that's huge. And that's, you know, I don't think we appreciate motherhood and the work that mothers do and fathers as well. But there's a special bond between mother and child. And so that's a season of life. And so there might be a time where during motherhood, especially those first few years when they're really young and the child really needs mother, it might be the case that mom is focused more on children than her mission or her work, you know? And so that's okay. It's a season, you know, it's a season. Then there are other seasons where, let's say you're not focused on your home or motherhood or your mission or work or whatever, maybe you contracted. It's about you. It's about going within. You know, I would say for me, I want to say the last 2 years have been pretty profound in this way, but it's been an internal like contraction, like really focusing within. 2020, not so much, but definitely 2021 and most of 2022 has been an extremely deep and profound internal time for me to really go within, really focus on my inner worlds more than the external world. And that's a contraction period. You know, there's always expansion and there's always contraction, and not necessarily at the same time. Sometimes it could be at the same time in different areas of life, you know. This is the complexity of life. I think people try to oversimplify it by giving it a label like work-life balance. It's like, wait a minute, where in that equation is focusing on self, you know, inner self, your body? There's times where people are focused on the physical health, you know, because your physical health demands it. Unfortunately, we live in a world where we're more reactive when it comes to this than proactive. And so most people don't choose to proactively focus on their physical temple until the temple gives you a reason to focus on it. And then you're like, oh shit, okay, I guess I got to focus on this now, right? And then we also forget about the spiritual aspect, right? To a period, sometimes we have seasons where our focus is to reconnect with our true self or to our true nature, which in essence is God, right? If you don't like the word God, then think God's source. You can think source, infinite creator. What word do you use for the creator of all creation, the source of all creation? You know, whatever that is to you, there are going to be seasons in life if you're lucky in this lifetime. You know, that is a huge privilege that most people don't even see as a privilege. And just like I said, motherhood, that season where you're in motherhood isn't appreciated. The season that you get back to your true self, which brings you to God, that is not appreciated either. So if you tell your work, hey, I'm going to have to take some time off, or I can't take on as many projects, or I can't focus on this next launch or this next task because I'm reconnecting myself to God or my creator, you might get laughed at. You're definitely going to be misunderstood by most, right? There's a very limited few people that will truly understand what you mean and will like appreciate that and honor that. But most of the time, you know, in this world, it's not appreciated. But that's a season, and that's such a powerful season. It's such a powerful season because it's like, it's the season that most of the time things change. It's the game changer, you know? And so that's a beautiful season to be in, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're in that season, you might not give a shit if the work gets done. You know what I'm saying? That might be the season where the kids might be eating mac and cheese because you're focusing on that season, right? And, you know, that's okay. That's okay. I think that we have to go through some of these seasons in order to get to a better harmony where we can dance with all of these seasons, maybe in 1 year, maybe in 1 day. You know what I mean? Time becomes something we bend to create the reality that we envision for ourselves, right? That's creatrix energy. And it takes effort and time and energy and focus to get to that. And that's okay. But if we are too strict with ourselves to the point where we're like, nope, I'm going to force this on because I've committed to this deadline and I've committed to taking on this project and I don't give a shit what I have to sacrifice in order to make my goal, you might miss out on the magic that is this dance that we call life. You might miss out on it because you are so dead set and have such strong tunnel vision on that goal that is arbitrary that if you have set for yourself and you have decided you're going to hit that goal no matter what, you know? And I'm saying this to you because I know who you are if you're listening to this show. Please believe I would not be saying this to somebody, because when I used to coach business women, especially entrepreneurs that have just started the game, right? I used to be like, no, you focus on your goal and you have laser focus, right? And there are different seasons that people live through, like I mentioned. And an entrepreneur just starting the game who just got that creative flow and decided to launch a business, right? It might be best to put your blinders on, not focus on what anybody else is doing or the external world, and focus on your goal, right? And I would definitely say that to somebody at that level. And you know, once you've accomplished some pretty major things, whether it be in entrepreneurship or, you know, as a business leader or whatever, which is most of you listening to this show, and you've come on to the spiritual journey and you are going through some type of awakening and you've experienced a dark night of the soul, I'm not going to tell you the same advice I would tell somebody who's just starting on their entrepreneurship journey that's in the success matrix, right? Their goals are different. They're on a different life path at that point, right? But as you come on to this awakening journey and this evolution of consciousness journey, you're on a different life path. You're on a life path that is more spiritual. It transcends the 3D matrix and the success matrix. And so as such, I'm telling you that perhaps when you set a goal, there should be more of a dance and a flow of the energy rather than this laser focused tunnel vision that I'm going to force this to happen no matter what, because that might prevent you from being able to enjoy the journey that you're on in the life path that you have chosen and that your soul has chosen for you as well, right? And the last part that I want to say about this is that society and the matrix really emphasizes blooming seasons. The seasons where you're growing, the seasons that you're blooming, the seasons that you're making things happen, the seasons that you are on fire, right? And those seasons are awesome and we should totally celebrate them, totally embrace them, totally celebrate them. And please know, nobody on this planet is perpetually blooming. Nobody is perpetually on fire. That would be very dangerous and unhealthy. There's no balance there. There's no harmony there. Okay. This is not realistic. It's not realistic to believe that everyone's on their highlight, right? There are times when we are in that contraction period. You're still blooming. You're still growing, right? But outwardly, it doesn't appear as such, right? It might be a period where you're going through some shit. You're in the muck of it. Okay. And that's okay, because we all need those seasons as well. Because we can't grow nothing if we ain't planting no seeds, right? We can't grow nothing if we don't go through the fertilizer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if we just can look at nature and just look at the seasons and what happens in nature, it reminds us, because we are nature as well. We've put ourselves on this hierarchy that we're better than nature, right? But the truth is, we are living beings created by the creator, and nature is a very good example of what we are. And so if we look at nature and watch these ebbs and flows and these seasons, we can remember that that is what we are as well in our essence. That's a long way of me saying that I am in a season. But what I commit to you is that I have a few shows coming up soon that I think you're going to enjoy. The next show is actually going to be a kind of a continuation of this one, because I want to talk about, before we close up 2022, I really want to talk about the energy of like a new year, right? Because there's a lot of myth of like, oh, new year, new me, right? New year, new you. People say that all the time. And it's like, then statistically speaking, most people don't meet their goals come February, right? They've given up on most of their goals by February. There's a huge reason for that. And I'm going to share that with you on the next episode. So definitely join me there. But thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I just wanted to say this because I really do think it's important that we honor the seasons that we're in on an individual basis, because your season doesn't have to align with everyone else's season. Your season could be a season of contraction, and you might be like, well, why am I not getting this thing done? Well, perhaps that thing that you wanted to get done was asking of you to expand versus contract, and perhaps your season is a season of contraction, right? And so perhaps the best way to manage is just to have awareness of what season we're in and honor that, you know? And then if you feel like doing something and you try it out and then it's like, oops, nope, redirect, you know, honor the redirect too. Because I think for those of us on the ascension timeline and those of us that are awakening and honoring this evolution of consciousness that we're going through, I think it's really important for us to be fluid, to be flexible, to flow with life. You know, I feel like that is the energy of that creatrix energy, where we're not forcing things, you know, we're not forcing anything. We're not sacrificing the things that are important, like mental health, like your physical body, your temple, right? Like your spirit, your soul mission. You know what I mean? Like, I think all of those things, your heart-centered things, your family, you know, your children, your time at home with your spouse or your partner, whatever, right? I think that we are, those of us that have chosen this life path, there are things that are more important to us than what the matrix tells us is important. So I really do believe that getting very crystal clear on what is important to us, you know, and keeping that at the forefront of our mind and reminding ourselves daily. And then as we wake up every morning, making a conscious choice, whether you say it out loud, whether you visualize it, whether you tap into your heart space, right? Making sure to recalibrate your frequency to the frequency that you envision of yourself, right? Your highest and greatest frequency, your highest and greatest timeline, and just making a conscious effort. First thing in the morning, tune into that frequency, you know, as often as you need throughout the day, tune back in, bring yourself back home to your pillar, right? To your frequency that is your home. And everything in the external world is going to try to get you off that frequency. Everything in the external world, okay? Especially those of us who have chosen this life path as we embody more and more of our highest aspect of self. Please know that your light and your power and your energy is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And as it does, there's going to be more opportunities come your way to knock you off of that, right? To pull you out of that frequency, because that's when your strongest is in that frequency. And so if we can bring ourselves back, right? If you're familiar with the spiritual circle, some people call this your pillar of light. Some people call this your Merkaba. Some people call it the zero point. Some people call it the still point. You know, there's lots of different names for it. Some people call it the frequency of love, right? Some people call it the heart-centeredness. You can call it whatever you want. It truly doesn't even matter what you call it. But if you can remember that frequency, whatever name you decide for it, you can just tune yourself into it every morning, every night, before you go to sleep, while you're on your walk, right? Just bring yourself back to that place. And as you do that, it becomes easier and easier to come back to it. And just remember that that is where you have your most power, okay? And that will remind you that, hey, you're in different seasons. It's okay that you're not doing what everyone else is doing or what everyone expects of you. You know, that is really a powerful place because it's empowering and it reminds you that you're on your own mission and you're on your own life path. And it's okay to be an individual, even though the rest of the world is asking you to conform, right? So with that said, I'll leave you here. And thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. I can't wait to share with you the next episode so we can be on a totally different frequency going into 2023, our own frequency, and not what the matrix tells us to do just because it's a new year, right? So join me next week as we talk about the New Year myth, okay? So let's continue having these conversations that help elevate the intelligent consciousness on this planet. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, Renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow Renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this Renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.